Abraham revealed the first look of his forthcoming production, Parmanu, the story of Pokhran, calling it his biggest test ever. The film, which is based on the Indian nuclear tests that were conducted in Pokhran, Rajasthan in 1998, has been directed by Abhishek Sharma and is slated for a December release. After the media was abuzz with reports of Katrina Kaif refusing to work with Ranbir Kapoor again during a live video, Ranbir clarified the statement. The Jagga Jasoos star mentioned that it was all in jest and Katrina was merely responding to his joke. Director and actor Pooja Bhatt, who was last seen in the Rahul Bose directorial Everybody Says I'm Fine back in 2001, will be making a comeback on the silver screen. Pooja will co-produce and star in the film as a middle-aged detective in the film adaptation of Abhik Barua's crime novel City of Death. Meanwhile, Remo D'Souza has confirmed that he'll be dabbling into acting by starring in a dance film. The ABCD director, however, maintained that won't be a long-term commitment and he could never shift his focus from choreography and filmmaking. After rocking audiences with some electrifying performances in Hong Kong, Auckland and Melbourne, Salman Khan's Dabang tour will be coming to India very soon. Reports suggest that a 5-city tour across Delhi, Chandigarh, Ahmedabad, Bengaluru and Kolkata has been planned before the tour goes out to South Africa, US, UK next year. Oscar-winning filmmaker Sofia Coppola, who also became the second woman to ever win the Best Director Award at the Cannes Film Festival for The Beguiled, is ready to release the new film. The film is a remake of the 1971 Clint Eastwood movie, which was based on the Thomas P. Cullinan novel and stars Colin Farrell, Kristen Dunst, Ellie Fanning and Nicole Kidman.
So it's really exciting, and with our movie getting attention, that it's a female cast of so many. It's a female story. The fact that there's an openness, that there is really an audience, of course, and that we just want to see different points of view out there,
and that it's seen from the female perspective, so that you see the film in terms of how the women view it, the female gaze, and that's. It is important. There's a shift and there's definitely some change happening.
Angelina Jolie, who is currently visiting Nairobi as the designated United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Special Envoy, urged for better treatment of adolescent refugees. The Academy Award winner rallied against sexual violence after meeting more than a dozen refugee girls from conflict-ridden areas of South Sudan, Somalia and Congo.
The reality is that women and girls, as well as boys and men, can still be raped with near total impunity in conflict zones around the world. And there are still appalling cases of rape and mistreatment of vulnerable women, children, and men by peacekeepers sent to protect them.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.